and gentlemen, welcome to Would You Rather. How are you all doing? Are you all good?
Fine.
I wasn't asking you, I'm asking the listeners.
Not going to get a response to that.
They can say it and mouth it or something. Whatever. How are you? Who's here? Simon?
Hello.
Dean?
Hello.
Me? Hello. Graham?
Ari?
John?
Hello.
We've got the full crew, the whole Would You Rather crew.
We're all in.
In the house. How are you, Simon? You good?
Yeah, man.
I'm a little bit hungover, I'll be honest.
Just a little bit, fuck me.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You're like Oliver Reed's son.
Simon, crack on.
Crack on?
Yeah, you're present.
Oh, well, I don't know what episode we're up to.
No, we don't do episodes.
Oh, we don't do that? Alright,
just give it a name of whatever the worst things are.
Oh,
we all got rude ones. Who's got the rudest one, do you reckon?
Well, I haven't got a rude one, I've only got like... I'm going to go first and get it out of the way.
And then just falls asleep.
Happens quite often. Anyway. This is kind of like an inspiration from... I've got this inspiration from your video that you showed us.
Inspiration?
Yeah, would you rather?
Yeah, I know what you mean, from my night out last night.
All right, not the other video.
Would you rather have your eyes clamped open?
Well, I did this last week with the eyelids. Surely that's exactly the same
shut
thing.
Shut your mouth.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Shut your mouth. I haven't fucking finished yet.
Okay.
All right,
I see where you're going.
Would you rather have your eyes clamped open and have 5 lemons dripped in your eyes?
You won't think after the first one.
Right? Or would you rather...
Fucking 5 lemons just for hours. Just lying there, just get on with it.
It's going to sting, isn't it?
Well, I would imagine so.
Would you rather drink 5 4 pints of sour milk that's gone off for about a week? Lemon. No, say 2 weeks.
There was a video on YouTube the other day I watched of a guy drinking. He had a full thing of milk and he made some deal with some guy, like, to say, if I drink this, he was going to get 2 weeks worth of pay or something. I can't remember. He quickly mumbled it before he did it. And you could see it was just like a block inside that thing. And he just guzzled it all.
It
was horrible.
So, just to clarify, because Graham was fucking talking. So, would you rather have your eyes clamped open, 5 lemons squeezed in your eye, or 5 4 pinters of milk that's gone off about... I'm going to say about 2.5 to 3 weeks. Drink it.
I don't think your stomach wouldn't actually be able to hold 20 pints of milk.
No. You'd probably die.
Well, no,
it's forcing it down.
Your stomach wouldn't physically hold that much.
Would you go blind?
Okay. I'll edit the question a bit. 2 4 pinters sour milk. So 5 lemons, 2 4 pinters. Go.
4 pinters.
So 2. You've got two four pinters.
Have you ever smelled milk when it's gone off?
Oh, it's bad.
No, that's what he was doing in the video. He was sniffing it.
It's bad.
Stop. Otherwise, I'm going to decorate Graham's brand new.
Right. For me, it's gonna have to be
fucking lemons.
Lemons in the eye.
It's gonna sting like fuck.
Yeah, I know, but you're gonna stop.
I'm used to it now. My eyes are a mess.
When you drink the milk, how long do you have to keep it? You have to keep it down for before you bring it back up again.
No chance that I'm not keeping that down. I'm not keeping it down now.
I don't know. You might like it, then.
No, I won't like it.
It might be your next craze, I don't know.
I don't like all those fancy cheeses sometimes that you can buy, so I won't like that.
Might look like smegma.
Jesus Christ.
John would know.
Wasn't a good experience.
I thought we got away from that word.
I come up with a lot more words as well from the softcore movies from the old times.
Where's you watch Gums 2, Gums 3?
Got many different words in there.
I don't know. Do you understand?
Fucking lemons.
That's gonna work though.
I know, right, but
you would probably go numb to it, wouldn't you?
Let's say
if you got paid, like, say, a good couple of grand to actually whack down some sour milk.
But I couldn't keep it down. I couldn't keep it down. It wouldn't make it past me as That bit, that's it, I wouldn't know.
I put your car out for you because Rick knows what it's like to have an eye that stings. You've had injuries on your eye before.
Your eyes are the most important part of your body in my, well, do you know what I mean?
You've got to look at that aspect as well, I mean.
And we all know what it's like to be sick. We've all had a few too many pints in a night out and it just comes back up again.
I don't know, could you become blind from lemon in your eye? Like, five lemons, though.
The acidic content of lemon juice is nothing compared to anything that would blind you.
Let's Google it, shall we?
I'm going to go for the milk.
Really?
I might go for milk.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, mate, right, I constantly scratch my eye.
I know, but just think it's so painful. It's like... broken down fromage fray.
I know, I reckon once you've had a few gulps, once you've got into it, it's just going to go...
It's not... Imagine drinking 8 pints of John Smegs.
It's not just the taste, is it? It's the smell. I'm crying now. Okay. It's the smell.
Oh, maybe the lemons. Right, if I'm not going to go blind, lemons. Yeah, lemons, done.
Oh, fucking lemons.
Yeah, you're not going to go blind, unless you're not going to go blind, it's just going to absolutely... You've got your eyes clamped open, by the way. You kind of close your eyes, and you can't touch them.
Yeah.
Did you watch that video of my mate last screaming night? Screaming, he was screaming. Yeah.
Screaming.
Imagine five of them.
Yeah, well, she didn't do it. So
she didn't. To be fair,
he's a jet.
She was hardcore.
Or she's had worse things in her.
Yeah, 100%.
I like the thought of my eye clamped open. To be honest,
no.
They do like an eye operation.
It's not a great experience. I've had it done. No, but lemon juice in my eye, I've had it done on the laser.
Shut his mouth.
No. Your eye dries out and stuff before the lemon juice even goes in.
I've done on laser when I had my laser eye surgery.
Yeah.
Milk.
Lemons.
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 John?
Oh, I don't know.
Fromage.
You asked the question, you must know the answer.
Hurry up. Just think of fromage mixed with shit.
Time's up.
I think I'd have to go for the milk.
This is why podcasts are so
why on earth would you go for milk?
Just imagine,
Next.
Yeah, but with milk, you can regurgitate it, can't you?
Right, would you rather?
With your eyes, or would you sting like fuck? You stop!
Would you rather stick your testicles in a vice and get it clamped shut?
See, there's no kids anymore.
That's why he says now.
That's why he's asking.
Oh,
feel hot.
Would you rather
slide
down a slide made of a razor? I know it's a big fucking slide.
Made of a razor? Yeah, where's the razor then? Right down the
slide.
So
you're going down a slide.
Like a cheese grater.
And it's like, it's one razor between your ass cheeks. But it's not enough to cut you open. It's just slitting you.
Is it sharp?
Oh, it's fucking sharp. Right.
In that case, I know my answer.
Is it sharp? A razor sharp? Has he just fucking asked that question?
No.
Is it tall enough to reach your sphincter?
Yeah.
Well, of course it will. It's a razor.
I mean, what distance are we saying this razor? How big is this razor?
Well, depending on your ass, it's probably about
3 inches or so.
Inch and a half. So you slide out inch and a half worth of razor, or you stuck your testicles in a vice. And
I'm sorry, an inch and a half worth of razor, you'd be able to see to just raise your ass.
No, you've got to go down on it.
Yeah, you're getting sliced.
No matter what, you're going down on this razor.
Have you just watched like a Saw film before you come out here and decided to put that into it or something?
No.
That's a good question, this one.
It's a good one, yeah.
What if I choose to want kids? That's not going to happen. No, I can recover.
Think about it. You're putting your testicles in the vice, right, and it's getting cold. You've got to endure that pain of it closing onto your testicle.
Yeah, you're not going to recover from that, however.
It doesn't bang shut, does it?
No.
It squeezes.
You have to watch it as it's closed.
Yeah, you'd be there, aren't you?
It'll pop on there.
How long do you have to keep your nuts in this vice for?
No, it's just getting closed.
It's getting closed,
right.
It's going to get closed.
So you're going to be left hanging.
He must have watched Saw. Have you ever
seen Saw? Don't close his legs!
Yeah, all the guys here, by the way, closing the legs if you watch it. Have you ever watched a celebrity where they eat like a testicle?
Yeah.
It, like, explodes. That'll be like in the vice that explodes in your face.
Yeah, no.
At least from the razor, you will recover over time.
Yeah,
just get a few stitches and you'll be sorted.
Yeah, but the thing, after it's finished, intestine or colon is gonna
rip your ball sack open.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you're gonna have the same sort of issue in relation to kids both ways, aren't
you? Still hanging there, though, won't they?
Because so what would you slice your ball sack open?
Oh yeah, but that's it. That's the risk you've got to take. You don't
I'd
know.
Risk that.
Well, actually, hang on. No, I mean, it could happen to a woman as well. I'm guessing.
Slide for me. Because hopefully you've got a chance of your balls surviving it and you'll recover.
Both of them off, like, you're watching it close in, the other one, you look at the slide down. But you see a razor in the middle just waiting to go down. Like, it's like,
oh, and that's a slide.
And a razor, if it's sharp, you'll feel less pain.
I don't get it when you're saying it, if a razor's sharp.
Because yeah. If a razor's stupidly
sharp.
If
it's a ribbed razor or something, that's going to be fucking...
I don't think it fucking matters, to be honest.
No. If it's like a razor blade and it's like really sharp, you don't feel it when it cuts you.
I wish I said rusty razors now, but never mind.
Tough shit.
you could have said, hold barbed wire between your ass cheeks.
I know, yeah.
Oh,
like a chainsaw.
Dean, you sick.
Dean, man.
Fucking
hell. Is he the smell of his face?
Yeah.
You ever seen him making the murderer, Dean? I think you'll be the next fucking presenter, you. No, it's got to be the razor for me.
Yeah, razor.
Razor.
It'll have to be razor,
because
what Graham said,
we've been bad wire. Yeah, I can do. Okay, so, would you rather know the precise moment you died?
You might not be there, but we've done it.
No, hang on, no, go on, carry on. What's the next
or
one,
would though? You rather know the precise moment your most loved person dies?
Ah.
It's a bit different.
No, we haven't done that one.
So, do you want to know when you're dying or your most loved person? Just use your hand, Rick. It's all right.
My hand falls off. I do love my hand.
Yeah.
This hand here.
The smiggy stains around.
Get away from me.
Get
the
hand away from me.
Did it smell of smegma?
Could smell of anything.
I learned today.
God. No, I don't think
the,
this is...
The hangover horn is an actual thing.
The what?
Where you get horny when you're hungover. You know that?
I thought it was just a...
Do you ever get that?
I'm sure Graham just asked you a question.
Every night I go, what?
I think it must be the barley or something.
Anyway.
The barley.
I must be a fucking raving alcoholic.
There's a little fact for you, fact fans.
Lovely.
Hangover horn. Right.
So the moment you die, or the moment your loved one dies?
Yeah. Moment my loved one dies.
So imagine Claire. Would you rather know when you're going to die, or when Claire's going to die?
He's going to be the one that kills her. So technically...
He sat there waiting for the sound of the knife.
He couldn't do it. She'd be the one killing him.
Yeah.
So when's Claire going to kill you, or when does Claire die of natural causes?
No, I'm scared of death, so I don't want to know when I'm going to die. If I know when someone else is going to die, at least I can then, you know, probably look after them up until then. It'd be sad, but plenty of other people I love.
Oh wow, that was low, wasn't it?
Like a
true single
man. Jesus Christ, I hope God none of us get an illness.
I hope that's a tightness talking.
What?
Fucking
you
hell.
Just move on, don't you? Grim, get over it.
Grim didn't stipulate that you're going to die like the next week. He just stipulated you know.
I don't want to know when I'm going to die. I absolutely do not.
You carry on.
What if my loved one? What if my loved one's got like friggin' 50 odd years, right? And I'm like, well, the chances are I might not see that anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
There's a fucking good chance we won't see that guy.
So, yeah, of course. Whenever my friends, my loved one's going to die. Just one, isn't it?
Yeah, just one, yeah.
Yeah, easy peasy. I'll pick who it is.
Well, if you pick John, then he can pick Claire.
What stops me picking someone I don't really that care about? So, John.
No.
It's
got to be a loved one.
That was a stab in the arm, wasn't it, mate?
John's a loved one.
Yeah, right.
I want to say the C word in a minute now.
No, I do love you, John. What is your... the loved one. Do you?
It's unusual, isn't it? I mean, if you know when you're going to die, then you're not going to waste your time like go to the gym all the time. Or you're not going to waste your time.
What if you get told you've got another 40, 50 years left? It's
still wasting your life, isn't it?
No! What's the point of going to the gym? Die tomorrow.
You have to go through leg day again.
You don't even fucking go to the gym.
Shut the fuck up.
What are you about?
Dean, can you answer, please?
But I wouldn't... I don't know if I'd like to know when I'm going to pop my clogs like. But if you loved one, then... you've got to know you're going to lose someone.
You're going to lose them anyway. At least that way you can like make sure they have everything they want and love them. It'll make you love them more, probably.
Shut up.
It would, if you know when... You appreciate life more, maybe.
Is this coming out of your mouth?
If you're going to know what, like...
It depends who, though, because who's my mum wouldn't give a fuck.
No, I mean, you'll always love them the same, but you'll make it... You might appreciate it more.
You probably best pick Amy for this one.
No, I said, I'm going to go on me. I think I'd like to know when my time is up.
And yeah.
I want to know when you're going to die. Yeah, because then I could plan what I'm going to do with my
time. No, I'm the same. I'd rather it be me.
Yeah, I'd rather be me.
Selfish bastards.
Sam. I don't know how you fucking dare. After what you just come out of your mouth.
What?
You fucking right. Know.
I'm a bit on the fence with this one. Just out of sheer. I wouldn't know when. Like, if I was going to say, oh, by the way, you're going to die in 2025 on October the 15th.
He's planned this.
Yeah. Imagine if that happened. We've got it recorded now.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary, isn't it? I don't know. It's that worry because then that when it comes time, it's like, oh, fuck, next year.
You can share a cell with it, Rick.
Yes.
I do love you, so.
But I suppose,
I'm appreciating life now, so I hear something about this. What if one of us pop it?
Oh, for fuck's sake, shut up and let me answer the question.
Yeah. The last podcast Simon's in.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a loved one.
Oh.
But not for the selfish reasons Rick picked.
I don't have to worry about it if someone else. So
even sitting like that just makes it so cold.
No, but Simon, choose another person. It's going to break your heart.
He's a bad man.
And you've got to break their heart by like knowing that they're going to die, and you might have to tell them.
Do you have to tell them?
Yeah, do they know?
Do you have to tell them?
You don't have to.
You can carry that burden.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think I would have to say something like, I would have to say something.
They don't want
to
know. I wouldn't want to know.
Right, what's your question?
Would you rather have a headache every single day? So hanging out with John every day. like you literally wake up, you've got a headache. Like no point, do you not have a headache.
So would you rather be Claire?
Yeah. Or have spiky balls.
I have a headache every single day.
Yeah, are we talking about?
I take a lot of power.
You've got
cord,
spiky
you've
got balls.
It's called three kids, mate.
I don't know. I work and I was. I've lived with the last headache for the
you
last.
You can't have a headache every day. You can't.
Yeah, but is it
spiky balls?
Is this
spiky
like,
balls?
Is this a migraine headache or is it just a general headache?
It's a really bad thumping headache.
What? Hang on, spiky balls.
You've got spikes all over your balls. Quite big spikes.
Ah, fuck it, let's go.
Spiky balls?
Yeah, why not?
Right, one, every time you sit down, every time you move, it's going to be like.
Just
stabbing in your leg constantly. Your whole down there will be just red, raw, and ripped.
No, cricket box and a pair of tight duds.
Sex would be difficult.
Fuck it.
Quite a few pads of tenon then.
Just get a cricket box because they're fucking solid plastic and a pair of tight duds. There you go. Next.
How big are these spikes?
You're thinking about this properly.
How big are these spikes?
Oh, quite big. Varying size.
Are these like
a couple of big ones?
Are these like spikes like rose thorn spikes? Or are they like
just like pointy. No, like.
The fucking spikes. End of story. Who cares? Get them strapped on, are we?
Well,
Graham's not thinking about this, he's just supposed to tell me his hours.
No, I am thinking about it. Headache. I fucking hate headaches.
I do hate headache.
You can take painkillers.
I've had one all day.
Some people have bad backs all night, so have to be on painkillers.
You can't take painkillers because you've got a headache all the time.
You grow immune to them, don't you?
You do after a while.
I guess you would get used to it, would you though?
And then I can't take ibuprofen because I'm allergic and I might collapse and die. So you try and poison me.
There is a guy, isn't there, who has headaches all the time.
Yeah.
I saw a video about it, and he hasn't got used to it. He's
giving me an headache.
John, what's your answer, mate?
See, with spikes, surely you can cut them down to size, though.
Oh, no, even if
like the big metal spikes.
You're not allowed, are you? You're not allowed to do that.
No, see, this
can't do that. You can't,
but you can take precautions to stop them.
You can't have paracetamol to get rid of your headache. You can't trim your
No. Right, this wasn't discussed at the start. So, we'll stick with the original boundaries.
Well, you need to be horny. Oh, right. Fuck your sex life. Like,
yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well,
you'd rip it.
Have you seen him?
Eddie.
Rick doesn't give a shit because
every time you have sex, you killed someone.
But then every time you wouldn't want to have sex, he's got a headache.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Which is what, ironically, is what your missus says every time.
Fuck, how do you know that?
It's every time he asks her.
No, well, you get gifts off her.
She's never got a headache with me, Si. So.
Now I know the fucking father of the kids is.
How she got pregnant? We haven't had sex for 6 years. What's this happening?
Three miracle kids, apparently. I don't have milk for
second coming of Christ.
No, you can't say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank fuck for that, I can move out.
I don't know, I'm saying myself, to be honest, I can't. I hate headaches.
Headaches are possibly one of the worst things.
We couldn't sit like this. You'd be in absolute agony. You'd be stabbing in your legs.
Cricket box on
his legs would be ripped to bits. You've got to, yeah, so you've got like a mutation, which is going to have a huge effect on your life, but headache no one else can see, but you've got it there all the time.
You'd have to
like
wear
Graham them. Said, you can do something about the spikes to take the pain away, but the headache is always going to be with
you. Yeah, you can box your balls in.
Yeah. Right? Cricket box and a pair of potato.
But you've still got that mutation.
How long are they?
Yeah, but if you box your balls in, right, and then you go...
One's visible and one's invisible to another person.
Then, yeah, but if you go on the nest, at least with the balls being boxed in, you're not going to do damage, are you?
It's going to be a bit awkward with a box on, aren't you?
Well, just do it from behind.
Watch your dog slip down the slide.
Yeah, you can technically still have sex, I guess.
It's going to be a bit of a challenge, yeah, but you can still...
You have to go balls deep every time anyway, John, just as you feel something.
You can still do the date though, can't you?
She might appreciate the spikes. Actually get some kind of sensation.
I suppose you could like once the spikes open, put a hair bubble.
My spikes.
I'm
using a spike, look.
Move the spikes out the way.
You're looking into this far too deeply, you.
If I never get used to the headaches, I'm going to go for the spikes, because I can't deal with
that. I can't deal with headaches. Like, spikes, give me the spikes.
Spiky balls.
Spiky balls.
You've gone for spikes in the end. Apologies for the bird tweet. Sorry
spikes
about that.
In the end, wasn't it? The spikes.
Spikes, yeah.
Who's left?
Dean, isn't it?
Dean, like how you say it.
Dean.
Third person.
First of all, can I just do jokey one before we got into my serious disgusting one? Because I always have to do a disgusting one, don't I? Yeah, a good joke one.
Yeah.
This one doesn't have to last long. This one's aimed at John.
God. Would you rather be
this whole fucking night's been aimed at me, so you might as well just carry on.
I think I would like to be topical. So, John. I'm John has to answer this, by the way. You can join in if you want.
No, what the fuck?
This is a quick one, though. I'm going to do a serious one after this.
Go on then.
So, John, would you rather...
Hang on, before I say this, right, John, it's the first thing that comes to mind, all right?
First thing that comes
10
to mind.
10 seconds to answer this one.
10 seconds, right. Would you rather like to spend the rest of your life trying to charge your mobile phone, messing around for months and months and months at a time, trying to charge it, fighting with it, getting annoyed, blood pressure raising,
the C word is going to come off.
Only to find... You looked in it one day and there's a bit of fluff on one of the contracts.
Fluff and paper.
That would be very annoying. You'd have to be really fucking stupid though that we are not looking in the contract.
I did look in it. I couldn't see it. At first, one? Dickhead.
The other one, John. That's for life though. That's because it's going on for life, all that annoyance and stuff. Or would you rather be a Middlesbrough fan? A Middlesbrough 10 football
seconds.
Club fan. 10 seconds, John.
Give us a charger. I don't even need 10 seconds. I don't even half a second. Give us the charger.
He did that in 4 seconds.
Give us the charger issue. Give me the fucking charger. I could not.
You go through all that annoyance.
Yep.
All that blood pressure.
Yep.
Or you could just enjoy watching your football, watching Borough.
Yep.
It's their Newcastle, isn't it?
There's not a chance I would put on a Borough shirt.
A Borough chance whatsoever.
Oh, the only time I would have a Borough shirt in my fucking possession is to either wipe my arse on or clean the car.
See, that's a bit personal,
isn't it? You clean the car with it.
Wow.
There's
all the Middlesbrough offended by Jonathan.
Realise in the next town.
Yeah. Pass on the charge.
Don't give him the fucking location.
Oh, team
pass on the blood pressure.
Right.
Pass on the annoyance.
Proper one, ready, guys.
Final one,
here we are.
Right. Would you?
You need like a baseline. Like,
one.
Dean.
Would you rather... Right. Every time you go to work as normal, you come home from work, but every evening, Monday to Friday, during the week, you have to go through this. I'll give you the weekends off. You're all right, lass. Would you rather have a man and his penis and his stinking smegma foreskin rubbed under your nose?
It has to go on.
Four hours every night when you come home from work, you
get out
of mood when that happens.
Leave this house.
Every day.
For four hours.
Oh, and this is now illegal in this country, so don't try this at home.
Revenge.
A woman's face sitting here.
Face sitting here.
Yeah.
Listen, wait.
it's illegal now in this country. First thing, yeah, you can't breathe very well, you're getting smothered. But also, pissing on you is a bit like getting water.
How the fuck do you know that's illegal?
Because it's on the news.
What do you mean?
On your face with a crotch.
What fucking news do you watch?
I know, yeah.
I was gutted, the band did from all the softcore porn films.
I didn't see this on Sky News.
What's illegal? Sitting on a guy's face and weeing?
No, just smothering a guy by sitting on his face.
With your vagina?
Yeah. Went down London and your
face. How can that be illegal?
Your face sat outside the Parliament to put
my favourite thing.
Who the fuck brought that up in Parliament?
Imagine them all them toffs sat there.
Right.
We're going to bring this next case to.
So we've got a smelly duck underneath. Got the smelly duck underneath the nose or some vagina on your face smothering you and pissing on you.
It's like rubbing there under your nose and your teeth and your lips and stuff.
It doesn't matter. Hang on, John, right.
You didn't mention the lips and teeth, like.
There's no thinking about this.
There's no thinking about this.
It's a man's cock or a woman's vagina on your face.
Simple as that.
Give us a vagina.
I thought you'd say the cock. Yeah, I'll be honest. But give us the cock.
No. Ultimately, it boils down, right?
It was a few stipulations for the vagina, because I knew you would say vagina straight away, because a few stipulations I said, like, one, you can. It's very hard to breathe throughout this whole
time. Doesn't matter.
And number two, she might piss down against, like, getting waterboarded, like drowning.
Is it your mum?
Is it?
What the fuck?
I just want to get that out of the way.
Hang on,
we're not going there.
No, we're not going.
Whose mum is it?
anyway.
No, that's amazing.
If that's a game you're playing, right? It's a smegma. Give me the cock. If that's a game you're playing, bring on the cock.
My mother's name is not coming up in this conversation at all.
Nobody mentioned your mum.
Yeah, but I know what you're all thinking.
All I said is whose mum is he?
Yeah, I know you did.
Well, I'm giving you some fucking headache.
Easy peasy.
So it's penis or vagina?
I'll take a vagina on my face right now.
To be fair, you're at the point where you take a cock in your face.
To be honest, right?
Minus the smegma, but yeah.
The vagina, you can still, yeah, you're tired of breathing, but you still can breathe. Yeah, you've got a bit of piss in your face, but I mean, at the end of the day, if you're thirsty, you'll still drink it, so who gives a fuck?
You don't have to drink it.
But I'm pretty sure that you would if you're going to piss on your fucking face.
Isn't that part of
close your mouth. Just blow it, you know.
So, Rick, give me the vagina.
You should have motorboat the vagina, couldn't you?
There's no way you're going to get this.
Yes,
for 4 hours.
For 4 hours?
Never mind, for four fucking hours.
Hang on, is a vagina on your face for 4 hours as well?
Yeah,
even better.
If she needs a wee, she wees.
Even better.
I mean, that was easy.
Well, that was let down.
I know, try and make it a bit harder.
You build it up and.
It's like Rick every time.
I thought, at least to get the build up.
And his leg off penis.
I thought the waterboard would make it a bit harder because apparently that's the most horrible experience.
I
love it.
Having a penis in your face is the most horrible experience.
The smegma, yeah. That has to be the worst thing ever.
No, give me the vagina.
Wow, oh, really?
You know when you're wiping your nose, it's just that little bit. Is that God's mate?
That's a voice of experience.
Right, thanks everybody for listening to the new Would You Rather. If you've got any suggestions for Would You Rathers, email it's popcornography@hotmail.com.
Try not Google them like we do.
Dirtier the better.
Actually, my last two have come off the cuff.
Yeah, that's
you good. Tell. It has to. But yeah, suggestions, email's probably the best option, to be honest. And we'll see you next couple of week time too. So I'm going to go to bed.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.